Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Are you, or do you know someone who is couch surfing, staying with friends and family, living in a travel trailer, car, tent, or shelter, or you don't have a place of your own? If you are one of those people, or if you know someone who is in one of these categories I just mentioned, you can get help at Project Homeless Connect. Today we'll be talking about three different events. Primarily, we will be focusing on the event at the Seaside Convention Center because I have two guests who are with Clatsop Community Action who will be talking about that. But I also want to mention that Project Homeless Connect is also going to be happening in Tillamook on Thursday, January 23rd, which is from 2 to 5 p.m. And then on the Long Beach Peninsula, from 10 to 3, also on Thursday, January 23rd at the Elks Lodge in Long Beach. And we're going to find out today what Project Homeless Connect is, why it is so vital, and how it is really making a difference and helping people in our communities. Today, my guests are Viviana Matthews. She is a caseworker at Clatsop Community Action. Hi, Viviana.
Hi.
I'm so glad to have you here in the studio. Absolutely. And Tony DeGodi. Tony is also a caseworker at Clatsop Community Action. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Donna.
Before we talk about what Project Homeless Connect is, why it is important, let's hear a little bit about Tony DeGodi.
Well, I grew up in Mount Vernon, Washington. My family has a tulip farm north of Seattle, a Dutch family. I've been doing this case management work for about the last, going on year 10, actually, with Clatsop Community Action.
When you're a caseworker at Clatsop Community Action, what does that mean? Describe a little bit of what you do.
Well, we're a small agency, so we have many different programs. A lot of our programs try to supplement what's not being done in the county. So it could be housing, rental assistance, supportive housing.
Energy assistance.
So we're
personal care items for...
Right. I'm just seeing that on your brochure it says that the mission of Clatsop Community Action is to help people meet housing, food, and other basic living needs. So vital. And Viviana, please tell us, you have a fascinating history, please tell us a little about yourself.
I live in Nisa, Washington. I've been working in Clatsop County for about 13 years now. I am half Argentinian and half Japanese, and I was born and raised in Argentina, but also lived in Japan many years.
That is amazing. And now you're living with all the Finns in Nisa.
That's right.
You are international.
I guess.
Okay, excellent. And so you're a caseworker, so you also do the same kind of work that Tony does.
Yeah, we do about the same work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is Project Homeless Connect? For someone who's just tuned in, they don't know what it is. What is it, Tony?
Project Homeless Connect is it's completely done by volunteers. Clatsop Community Action actually coordinates the event, but it's basically a one-day event for 5 hours. We help link the homeless, people in need, near homeless, with services, and up to 42 different services will be provided that day. So it could be health, medical. The Lions van will be there. There's food.
We'll
there's
have
clothing.
A haircut.
Free haircuts.
Mm-hmm. A meal.
Okay. So, and I know that this is the fifth year that you've done this at the Seaside Convention
yes,
Center.
That's
okay.
True.
And the homeless are with us. What is the, always, as Mother Teresa, I think, said, the poor will always be with us. Or what does it mean to be homeless? How do you define that?
Well, what we are looking into right now is a person who is living on the street, or a place not meant for human habitation, sleeping in cars, streets, living in emergency shelters, transitional housing, motel, staying with friends, staying in abandoned buildings, and also people who are going to become homeless within the next 7 days.
Because that you talk about the near homeless, and there are people in all categories, all walks of life, are homeless. And we've talked about the fact that there is generational homelessness. Why don't you just talk a little bit about that?
Ryan.
You want to take
it? You can do it, don't I?
Well, generation homelessness is, we find that we have a program right now, actually. It's a permanent supportive housing program. And it's for chronically homeless. So somebody who's had episode of homelessness over and over and over the years. Maybe their parents are homeless, and then that's the reality that they or this person might take on later on in life, and it just keeps perpetuating. So we try to stop that cycle mm-hmm. as much as we can, and through case management. So
they don't really know what it is. If you've grown up in a family that's homeless and somehow they've managed to get along, get enough food and some sort of shelter wherever that is, whether it's in a homeless camp or whatever, then they don't know what it is to then have a place of their own.
True.
That's
and
right. Yeah.
It's more about survival. We've had experiences with some of our programs where they weren't even using the entire apartment. They just lived in the back room. They were almost squatting in the back, mm-hmm. just living out of there. They wouldn't cook in the kitchen. There was no. So our job is to bring them back into the rest of the home and saying, well, you can cook here. You can, you can sit in the living room. So it's a whole different mindset.
Right, with generational.
Because there are different kinds of homelessness. So that's one kind. Let's talk about another kind.
There's so many kinds.
Okay.
There's my mind everywhere.
Someone
I think we have near homeless would be another one, for like an eviction notice. Somebody who's just about to be evicted, a 72-hour notice. Mm-hmm.
Or somebody who's losing income and they're not going to be able to pay rent next month.
Unemployment runs out
or not able to be eligible for unemployment. And probably that person will become homeless, will have to move in with relatives or friends or going to a shelter. Mm-hmm. And the worst case scenario will be sleeping in their car.
So unemployment benefits run out. That person could become homeless then.
That's right.
An accident, a divorce.
Domestic violence is a big one, too.
Or domestic violence.
Yes.
And then people become homeless. And along with – so it could happen to anyone, really.
Right.
I mean, none of us are immune from
any of those circumstances.
That's exactly right. And I think that's why compassion and the realization that there, but for the grace of God, I mean, any mm-hmm. of us could at any time become a homeless person. And so how do we in our communities take care of people who are having difficulty taking care of themselves?
Well, one of the best thing to do is get acquaintance with Project Homeless Connect and find ways to help with the project. And one of those would be volunteering. We need about 150 volunteers. We're halfway there. And Project Homeless Connect will be happening in January 30th at the Seaside Convention Center. And we do need volunteers for that event.
What day of the week is January 30th?
It's on a Thursday.
Okay. So,
And also, people can also call our office, Clatsop Community Action, at 503-325-1400 to find out more details on how they can help.
All right. So you need volunteers for the Project Homeless Connect event in Seaside on Thursday, January 30th. That event takes place from 10 to 3.
I want to make sure that people, they do need to register before they go to the convention center.
Okay, so you need people to sign up in advance to volunteer.
Yes, okay, that would be very helpful.
Right. And I also think that the Tillamook Project Homeless, which is Thursday, January 23rd from 2 to 5 at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, and that's through the Community Action Resource Enterprise, and Aaron Scar, who is there, and Aaron's number is 842-5261. And if you want to volunteer for that, that's also another Project Homeless Connect event. And then in Long Beach at the Elks Lodge on Thursday, January 23rd from 10 to 3. And that is Jerry Sandler. And I think what I'll do is I'll just leave this information at the station if you're driving. If you want to find out how to get involved with Project Homeless Connect, either at the Seaside Convention Center on Thursday, January 30th, or in Tillamook on Thursday, January 23rd, or in Long Beach on Thursday, January 23rd, then you can call the station and get all that information right here.
And I'm sorry, Donna, another way of helping is financial assistance.
Yes.
We also need that help.
we're doing vouchers for clothing. And instead of bringing clothing into the convention center this year, we're actually doing vouchers. And it'll be for somebody to go to the Father's Closet, which is in Seaside. And it's a place where their clothing's already, ready to go and they can try it on and that sort of thing. So it's we're going to do it that way this year.
And we also need assistance for buying birth certificates. I mean, not buying, but ordering birth certificates for people who are homeless who need an Oregon ID or an Oregon drive license, too.
And that brings me to the point of what are the most important needs a homeless person would have? First of all, a lot of homeless people are not listening to this radio program. They're not they don't have a radio.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that the word is getting out there that this event is happening, that these three events are happening in our area. And that so if you're listening and you know someone, it's very important that people find out about it so they can show up.
And that's a great segue to the next part for us is a point in time count. One of the things that we do is we, Viviana can probably tell you more about it, but we actually go on the street and invite the homeless personally to the event as well. And closer, probably the 20th and 21st of January, we'll start going on the streets with these cards that we printed. The police departments help us do this as well.
The school district.
And the bus is free on the 20th. It's actually Ridership Appreciation Day. So that's we had to apply for that this year. And so the transportation's free all day long for them. So it's that's all right.
They can get to the center without,
That's important. Yes, you're right. Transportation, because most homeless people don't have a car, or maybe they have a car and they're living in it. That's also.
But let's keep in mind though, this Project Homeless Connect is not only for just the typical homeless person that you see on the street, but it's for families too who will be coming homeless, and it's also going to be for low income families too.
Okay, so you if you're a low-income family and you're in danger of becoming homeless,
that's right.
Exactly.
Then this is also for you.
This is going to be a great event.
Because people can sign up for energy assistance. I think the Cover Oregon is going to be there for people to sign up for medical, OHP. We're going to have about 42 different types of...
The health department will be there providing immunizations too.
Classic Community College nursing students will be there to help us with the medical.
And Veteran Services will be there as well.
So
really, it's not, and there's food, right? There's going to be
food.
Hot lunch.
Yes.
Okay. A hot lunch that will be from the beginning to the event until the end of the event.
All right. So so people can show up, and then one of the things you want the volunteers to do is to take them around to the various booths and say, okay, if you need a haircut, here's where you're going to, your voucher, here's what you can do. If you want to talk about some health issues, then you go over here. So it's really kind of not a trade show, but it's really, it is kind of in a way.
It feels like that.
Yeah, it feels like that, right, because it's...
So we do every person has an intake. They go through an intake process, and then we do basically an assessment about what they actually need. And whatever they ask for, basically. If it's, the Lions fan can do glasses, eye checks, we can, and then the guide actually tries to bring them through all of these events within the 5 hours. So I think last year we did over 200 people. Mm-hmm. So that's about average.
What are the homeless numbers like in Clatsop County?
The last year's numbers were, for 2013, 638 households, 1,038 individuals, and out of those individuals, 321 were under the age of 18.
Oh, that is surprising to me.
Yeah, so we actually are working with the school districts as well to help with services.
Yeah,
so.
And I think we're getting very close to be accurate, having the most accurate number. Hopefully by this year we'll have that, the most accurate number.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about Project Homeless Connect. There are three one-day events happening in the Columbia Pacific region. There's one in Tillamook on Thursday, January 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. at Sacred Heart Catholic Church. There's one in Long Beach on Thursday, January 23rd from 10 to 3 at the Elks Lodge. And in the studio, we are talking with Viviana Matthews and Tony DeGodi, who are with Clatsop Community Action, about the Seaside Convention Center Project Homeless Connect from 10 to 3 on January 30th, which is also a Thursday. You all have been encouraged by what has been happening and that more and more, there's more awareness, more businesses are stepping up, more individuals are giving you financial donations. And so you're seeing that, because we talked a little bit earlier about the homeless here can seem invisible. In a city, you see the homeless everywhere. But here, you mentioned that it seems that they're almost invisible.
That's right, because we have many different type of homeless families, individuals. We see the ones on the street, and we also have homeless in campgrounds, and we have, as I mentioned before, we have people who are going to become homeless within the next 7 days or so. We have also homeless in shelters. There's only one shelter in Clatsop County, which is Helping Hands, that take homeless population. But we also have the women's shelter.
And also, I know that high school students, we talked about that too.
That's
and
right.
That is, again, another really important
they
group.
They double up. Them.
So mm-hmm. good that you're working with the school districts on that.
They couch surfers and they double up. Yeah.
And I know that you all are passionate about this. And I know that this is it's an important thing to mention, that this is a tribute to this project, Homeless Connect. Why don't we talk a little bit about Jessica? Mm-hmm.
Jessica McClay, she's the one that actually started this program for our county, this is year five, and she was a co-worker of mine and was in a car accident on February 20th, I believe, 2011. So she just had a huge passion for bringing the community efforts together to help people. She's a person that had an incredible heart, just every day was this on the same page and really wanted this event to move forward. And since she has passed, our agency has dedicated it in her memory, but also because it's her focus is the focus that we want to have, too. We want to be that on kind of person when it comes to serving the community and being a part of it. So
we honor Jessica by being involved with Project Homeless Connect, because I did have her on the radio program. She was passionate and beautiful and just a bright, shining light.
Very bright, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She was.
And so
we really miss her, too, at
yes,
this time of year.
We honor her for her important work. So I would encourage everyone to be involved in some way. If you can volunteer for this event, you can call Viviana Matthews at Clatsop Community Action, and her number is 503-325-1400. Extension 106. And also, every little check helps. If we could there's that, think globally, act locally. If we could take care of our homeless in our area, and each area did that, then we could really...
We can make a difference.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's the nature of our agency, Clatsop Community Action, is the response for the need in our basic community. So this is like a chance for other people to come forward and be the response as well. And so it's exciting, too.
It's very exciting.
When you see everybody coming together under one roof for one day, it's just like, I wish we could do this every day. But obviously, it's hard to pull together everybody one day. So,
And I guess because we just do it one day per year, then that's the excitement comes from.
One person asked us if we could do this three times a year. I was like, ooh, I have a full-time job,
too. We do other things at Clatsop Community Action.
But the main thing, I think, with the financial donations, it's for IDs. That's the number one thing. A lot of homeless people do not have the proper ID to get into housing. Birth certificates, social security cards, and an Oregon ID is really huge.
Not even to get into housing, but to cash a check from disabilities office or anything. Go to the library. I mean, they do need to have an ID to get a library card. And little things that we take for granted.
So we did about 43 individuals last year with IDs?
With IDs.
Uh-huh. So, and that's probably $1,500 or more.
Well, because look at all the research you have to, that takes place in order to find out.
And our time. We meet with each one of them. So we're doing this on top of our normal daily case.
So that's the number one thing that you're seeing that many of the homeless people who are coming to you need is an ID.
An ID, yes. or a birth certificate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what the financial – so it's not like you just – we talked about you're going to do vouchers. You'd rather have the money to give them vouchers to go and shop for the clothing at some of the Goodwill stores
rather than
people dropping off used clothing.
Right.
Because it's so random, and lots of times they need a rain jacket or they need a specific pair of shoes or they need – which we don't have at the event. So it's like – it doesn't really serve the need as much as we'd want it to. So that's why we do it this way.
All right. So financial contributions, you're a 501c3. Financial contributions can be made by calling, by dropping a check off. Your office is right next to the Labor Temple in downtown Astoria.
Mm-hmm.
It is. We can smell the bacon from our office.
You can smell the bacon?
It's so good every day.
On the corner of 9 and Duane.
Okay, so you can stop in at the office. I want to talk about this issue of with homeless. We often wonder, what are the stories? How did this happen? How did this person get here? There are always, not always, I guess, but there are often. Mm-hmm. Because many times it's accidental. Someone has lost their job. There's been a divorce. But frequently there are some mental health issues that need to be addressed.
Yes. And that's
right.
For me personally, I know in my family, I have a brother who suffers from mental health issues. And it's when a person's off their medication, it's almost impossible to get them into housing and to keep them into housing. So that's one of our focuses right now has been working with Clatsop Behavioral Health and trying to come up with solutions to help people and to bring them into housing. But honestly, it's a very humbling thing to try to bring somebody into housing with these situations.
Well, not only to bring them into housing, but keep them in housing. That's the biggest issue so far.
Mm-hmm. And I know we talked a little bit about the stigma of homelessness and the shame. And yet again, any one of us at any moment could be made temporarily or even permanently homeless by an event through which maybe we have no control over.
Right.
Or so, I mean, that compassion, that piece of seeing us in the other, in the individual.
Yes.
Who is homeless,
right.
Who is struggling.
That's yeah. right.
And so behind the scenes, you are working with all of these different agencies.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's the work that people don't really see. So then this one event during the year is when it all comes together, and then the public can really see.
And usually, like in the paper, we'll see it in the Historian.
Yes.
It'll be a person we've worked with for 5 years that we had in permanent housing. They were stabilized. Everything was fine. And then the meds stop, and then the person ends up on the front page or the, you know, that mm-hmm. they have.
Mm-hmm. And they became homeless again.
And it just keeps happening over and over.
However, there are success stories, I know. And I mean, because obviously if you all were
they have to be a success story. Otherwise, we wouldn't be working.
That's
we'd be going crazy ourselves.
Yes, exactly.
Slowly.
And that's, so why don't we talk a little bit about the fact that I know that you're encouraged by the fact that now there's much more awareness. You are getting more financial donations and definitely need more, but there's more awareness of the homeless situation here. So what are some of the other encouraging things that you see happening?
I had a gentleman that sent me a card that said, we got him into housing and he's been there for 1 year. And he on the anniversary of this 1 year, he sent me a Christmas card saying, thank you. I've been living in this, it's a affordable housing unit. But he had been homeless for probably at least 10 years. I mean, camping, moving from state to state and all that. And this is the first time in his life, the last 10 years, he's been in one spot. So it is possible. And I think when you see that happening, I know you have stories of people too.
Yeah, I have a story of always, I would think of her almost every day when I'm working. But a domestic violence situation came into Clatsop County, into transitional housing, and then we moved her to permanent supported housing. And then now she's making her income. It's enough for her to be off the system. So she's not utilizing food stamps anymore. She's working. She has a great job. And that, to me, that's the most successful story.
That is a wonderful mm-hmm. reward for all the
And not only
and
that,
work.
But she was domestic violence. And she was also a generational homeless family, too.
That's a huge success.
It is. And that's how we tell our clients that, too. That's the best way you can pay us back is by not needing us anymore. Just mm-hmm. moving forward.
Yes.
And, yeah.
In terms of the homeless population in our area, what is the ratio men versus women?
Of course, men, it's a little bit higher. I do not have the numbers with
right,
me.
That's
but,
all right. Generally, you would think that probably higher with men.
Mm-hmm.
Than women. In terms of volunteers, again, they would just work for that 1 day at Project Homeless Connect in either of these three areas, Long Beach, Tillamook, or Seaside Convention Center.
Oh, we also need people who can help us with the outreach the week before, which is it's going to start on
the 20th
of January.
Monday.
It's a Monday. They can mm-hmm. help us with the street outreach too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So again, I encourage you all to think about volunteering.
And this is for the whole county. So we're going to be in Seaside, Astoria, Warrington,
Gearhart, Warrington. Yeah.
We're doing the street outreach. Mm-hmm. So we need help with people to come out and pass out cards and invite people personally.
Mm-hmm. So, and if you have people that are not able to do it because of timing or whatever, but we also need the financial assistance.
So,
we have a few minutes left. What are the most important things you want people to know? I think I should go ahead and give your information, Viviana, again, though, because if you can volunteer to help with Project Homeless Connect, it's not a huge commitment of time.
That's right.
It's a kind of a one-time thing where you're helping do outreach, mm-hmm. and then you would be at the actual event, which you said is really exciting and rewarding and
it is.
Wonderful. I mean,
mm-hmm.
these people must be so grateful to have all of these services that they don't even know about.
The agency and the organizers,
yes.
too. So.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. it's a total positive.
And you get to know, you get to learn a lot more about your community by what agencies we have here, what are services that we provide here inside of CLATSEP and outside of CLATSEP as well.
Exactly. And Viviana Matthews can be reached at CLATSEP Community Action. Again, that's area code 503. It's 325-1400, extension 106. If you want to stop by and smell the bacon at the Labor Temple and drop off a check or sign up to volunteer, you can certainly do that in downtown Astoria.
But don't drop the check off at the Labor Temple.
Okay. Well, it's really encouraging to see that you all feel positive that we are making a difference, because a lot of people think, oh, it's too big an issue. On a local level, mm-hmm. we can do this, and you are doing it.
Yes.
Right. This is our fifth one.
Yes, number five.
And every year it's better because more and more people are engaged and involved.
That's yes. right.
And so hopefully this listening audience will step forward and do something with Project Homeless Connect to help strengthen all of our communities. We are all tribes, and we need to take care of our own for sure. So, again, in Tillamook, you have the Community Action Resource Enterprise, which is putting on a Thursday, January 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. at Sacred Heart Catholic Church. You can reach Erin Scar there, and she will help you get organized and tell you what she needs. And then in Tillamook, there's the Elks Lodge, 10 to 3, January 23rd. And there's information on that, and you can call the Ocean Park Lutheran Church to get more information about the one in Tillamook. And then the Seaside Convention Center is Thursday, January 30th, and this is in honor of Jessica. It is a Jessica McClay Memorial, and you can reach Viviana. You can talk to Tony. The bus is free all day long that day. Any last thing you'd like people to know?
It's for near homeless and low income as well. A lot of people, the stigma with the word homeless might keep somebody away, and hopefully they can disregard the word homeless, just come and receive services to help their situations out. So
that's right.
That's a very important distinction. Okay, mm-hmm. So near homeless or possibly to be you could be becoming homeless, or your unemployment benefits are running out, and you're worried, you do not want to become homeless,
exactly.
So you want to be proactive, then that is the thing to do. Oh, whoops, Kathleen just told me I said the Elks in Tillamook. Okay, I'm sorry. In Tillamook, it is at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, and in Long Beach, it's at the Elks Lodge in Long Beach. So thank you so much, Tony,
thank
for the
you.
Really
oh,
Donna, important
thank you.
Work you're doing, and Viviana. And it's really great to see that you're excited about this and that you are making such a positive difference for the homeless. And we're all connected, so it affects all of us. So
right.
thank you so much.
Thank you
you're
for
welcome.
Having us.
Thank you.
All right, Terry Wilson, thank you for your extraordinary skills and gifts and being our engineer today. And also, I want to appreciate local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on the things which are working, which are good. There are always going to be things which don't work. Focus on those things which are good. Focus on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.